Gonna Futashika Chidaini. In these uncertain times, filled with the rampant property damage and monsters rampaging across Tokyo. Count on Inari Monster Insurance to get your life back on track. Our experts will give estimates on the damage to your property. And we will make it abundantly clear that Inari Corporation is absolutely not responsible for this disaster in any way. Inari Monster Insurance, a subsidiary of Inari Corporation. Will someone please turn off those car alarms?
And now for 60 minutes of uninterrupted classic Japanese rock. And by that I mean regular rock, since this is Japan, during this kaiju emergency broadcast.
Foxes, Transformation Time Kitsune, Part 3 of 4. Tokyo, Japan.
All right, any ideas?
Ideas on what? Stopping the gigantic monster that looks like a cute raccoon bear?
Don't look at me. Dory's our team leader for this madness, not me.
Why do you keep saying it like it's the worst idea ever?
Because all we have to throw at this giant raccoon bear is ourselves and these motorcycles.
These kitsune tails? Yes?
Still waiting for an idea. Kitsune Gold.
See? Mr. Whistler brought his high explosives. So we do have a plan.
Anybody else think it's weird our ocelot friend still hasn't shifted out of his kitsune suit?
High explosives aren't quite a plan, but listen. I am the leader here, so we have to put aside all of our petty grievances and little things like complete disorganization and dwindling resources in order to get this done. The odds are against us, and the odds are gigantic and shaped like a tanuki with giant But we've faced worse odds before, haven't we?
Not really sure.
Of course we have. So let's catch up to that giant monster with the ridiculously large... And let's...
Go for the large monster nutsack!
Close enough! Let's go! Alright, we're in position. Mr. Whistler, get ready to throw the explosives!
Aim for a squirrel!
Oh, well, that didn't work.
What a shock. So do we have a plan B? Or whatever letter we're on?
Time to bring in the big gun.
Oh no.
That's right! Transformation time! Kitsune!
Oh, man.
Come on! Gotta do this together! It's the only way we summon Kitsune-o!
Fine. Transformation time, Kitsune!
Spirit of a fox's wisdom, racing through the snow, Kitsune, gold!
Spirit of a fox's fierce passion, which I'm sure you can tell by my voice, Kitsune red.
Spirit of a fox's mischief, about to kick raccoon monster in those slingy bits, Kitsune orange!
You know what? I'll take it. Three warriors, nine tails of justice, defending Japan, defending the world, Kitsune!
Now can we summon the giant robot death trap?
Sure. Summoning great defender, Kitsune-o!
Sweet. How long does it usually take to get here?
Oh, it's usually just about instantaneous.
Holy shit!
Everybody in.
And let's hope the entrance hatch is fixed.
Oh.
15 minutes later.
Finally got that stupid hatch to work.
Now, it's important to understand this mecha is programmed with a variety of special attacks. Kitsune Orange, activate the Foxtail Springtime.
What is that? A deodorant?
No. It's a series of rapid sword attacks ending in a missile barrage, obviously.
How is that obvious?
Never mind. Kitsune Red, just hit the button for Cherry Blossom Densetsu.
What are you talking about? Here's an idea, Dory. Give us clear instructions for a change.
See, now that I understand. Okay, engaging the joystick thingies. Yes! Eat it, adorable raccoon bear!
I think we pissed it off.
Everybody brace for impact!
We at Inari Corporation regret to inform you... your performance was less than satisfactory.
Yeah, thanks for the eval. This is why I don't work for corporations.
Yet you are under our employ. I would advise you to watch your tone.
And we advise you to go kiss that raccoon bear's giant furry go, Nads.
Now come on. Let's all take a breath. Before we say anything we regret.
Oh, you want to talk about regret? How about even going along with all this idiocy? How about that regret?
I admit our resources are difficult right now.
No, when I say idiocy, I mean going along with any idea you've had since we saw that TV report, which you hijacked my date night with Sally to show us.
But it was important.
Important to you. The rest of us has just been dragged along from one disaster to the next, just so you can play leader, just so you can play dress-up. Which, yes, Mr. Whistler looks fabulous in, but that's not the point. I'm done with this. And I'm done with your bullshit. Oh sure, that one wasn't comically censored by background noise.
So that's how you really feel. Understood. You're right. This was a mistake. I see that now. I'm sorry I bothered your date night and everything else.
Aw, Dory!
You broke our Dory!
Later.
I figured I'd find you here. Ventilation shafts are your favored terrain, after all.
Go away.
Not until I... apologize.
Until you what?
You heard what I said. Sally wanted me to apologize. So there it is.
That's it?
What else is there?
Just saying out loud what you're sorry for?
I'm really not sorry for any of that. But fine. I'm sorry for yelling at you.
And taking back what you said?
Okay, I take back that I'm sorry I yelled at you.
You are awful at apologies.
I think this might be the first one I've ever given.
Oh. For what it's worth... I'm sorry I dragged you into all of this. It's awful, badly run. Even I can see that. I just didn't want to admit it.
Because you've always wanted to be a part of something like this.
Tokyo ga kogeki saritu. I understand the current crisis ravaging Tokyo.
You and Sally are so cool. So bad butt. I just wanted to show you that I'm an awesome bad butt too.
It's probably not the best time to pitch a new mascot.
The motorcycles were pretty cool. That part, I'll admit.
I let all this go to my head. I got way too excited. Like that one guy.
What is that? A sales pitch?
And for good reason, given how quickly we cycled through them. replacing the old with the new.
Looks like this section of the vent is overlooking an ad meeting? Replace the old with the new?
Replace what? Are those breakfast cereal mascots?
But this latest idea is sure to catch on with the young and old alike. Shiro, the white crocodile.
For Kaiju owes cereal. Huh. That's weird.
As you know, crocodiles are the cuddliest animals known to exist. Sitting out in the sun, befriending all they come across. Truly, crocodiles are not just friend-shaped. They are friends.
What?
Their previous mascot was a tanuki. And before that, a squid. Like the monster that fought Kitsune.
Wait, are you saying...
Or am I thinking of the capybara? This is embarrassing. I haven't slept in a week.
Before that, their mascot was a cat bus! And Kitsune fought a giant cat bus monster! And before that was a Shiba Inu, and Kitsune fought a Shiba...
A giant fluffy dog?
Yes, Dory, a Shiba Inu is a fluffy dog.
Kitsune fought a supersized, monstrous version of that, and then Inari Corporation retired that mascot in favor of Neko the Cat Bus.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
So did we. So Dory did some hacking. It turns out Inari's genetics division has been growing new breakfast cereal mascots in a lab.
I'm sorry, what? Is that where mascots come from?
Not usually. But something about their genetic structure keeps mutating these mascots into giant, horrific monstrosities.
With oversized necks.
No, that part's just true to Tanuki folklore.
But Inari Corp has wormed its way into a win-win situation.
This gives Kitsune a chance to deal with the problem and show off in public.
And Inari Corp benefits from this publicity and merchandise while they contain the problem they caused. Hell, their insurance company benefits from the aftermath.
And since they profit from this, they're probably not inclined to stop anytime soon.
Now the problem is, do we take this info to Zaibatsu or Osaki, or are they in on this deception?
I believe I can answer that.
Osaki-san!
Correct. And not just me. Girls?
We are Kitsune.
Yoko. Miko and Aiko. You sound hollow.
They should. They're now fully
under my control.
You've been listening to episode 3 of Foxes Transformation Time, Kitsune, written by David Ellis and produced by Thomas DJ, Chris Honeywell, and Nicole Tomte. Sound design by Chris Honeywell. Music by Carl Casey at White Bat Audio. Additional music by Chris Honeywell. Performed by the Akadekaganagon Theater Works. Casey Shaw was Kitsune Gold. The Mocha Wizard was Kitsune Red and Japanese Commercial. Pamela Jean Agalus was Kitsune Orange. Sarah Palmero was Yuki. Claire Void was Sally. Vanessa Van Zer was Dory. Nicole Tomte was Sultry 80s Voice and Friday Galford. Thomas DJ was Buck 50 and Mr. Whistler. Cambry Varner was The Voice and AdExec. Eugene R. Hendricks was Kenji Zaibatsu. Tim Price was Osaki and DJ. As always, you can contact us at atwinfo@gmail.com and join the conversation in the ATW Discord. You can find the invite at atwtheater.blogspot.com. Thank you for listening, and good night.
Guys, this is great! Kitsune is back in action, and I get to experience it up close and personal!
Well, yeah, of course it's up close and personal. Yeah. They're fighting us.
Oh! Yeah. That's not the time, is it?